This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number 3. Fastest growing show, The Bullet, on Newsmax TV. And Newsmax TV, the fastest growing cable network in the United States of America, the cable news network. So when you're the hottest show on the fastest growing cable news network in America, you are really exploding. My ratings up dramatically. Some of that credit goes to Bill O'Reilly. No doubt, I like to say Bill O'Reilly gets him to my show, and then I keep him there forevermore. It's kind of like Park City, Utah, one of my favorite places in the world. They always like to say that people come for the winter, but they stay for the rest of their lives if they experience the summer. You come to the Wayne Allyn Root Show to check out Bill O'Reilly and his comeback on network TV, but you stay for life because of Wayne Root. So thank you, Bill O'Reilly, for bringing him to the show. I'll keep him. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. Amazing guy. You need his valuable advice. You need asset protection. The world is so volatile. So many bad things are going on. If you're a qualified client who has bought gold or silver ever before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions that can show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. Sweden has a bombing crisis, and I don't think there's any coincidence why they have a bombing crisis. Sweden is filled with Muslim refugees who do not want to assimilate, who believe in Sharia law, who have an anger and a bitterness and a hatred towards Western civilization, and they let them in. And it's a problem. The last day has seen an unprecedented number of bombings across the country of Sweden, with local businesses and family homes being the target. Shortly after 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning, the Swedish police were alerted to an explosion at a family home in the city of Värnamo. It was a powerful explosion. The front door has been completely blown away. It's a second bombing in the city alone this year and suspected to be part of an ongoing criminal gang war in the area. Later on in the evening, saw the second bombing of the day, this time in a Stockholm suburb. Police called to the scene around 10 p.m. after a loud explosion was heard in an apartment building containing family homes and local businesses. The explosion caused major material damage to a pizza restaurant located in the building. A few hours later, yet another bombing took place. Shortly after 1 a.m. Wednesday morning, another pizza restaurant was targeted, this time in the city of Gothenburg. Powerful explosion, 4 people arrested in connection with the attack. This was not all, however, as a couple hours later, 4th explosion in just 24 hours took place in Sweden, another apartment building. This time the city of Landskrona was the target. The attack caused substantial damage to the building. Another building across the street had its windows smashed from the shockwave. 4th explosion in this city alone in the past month. The year 2017 saw Swedish police receive 211 reports of explosive incidents. Although 2018 numbers aren't in yet, Sweden saw a serious number of bombings and explosive attacks last year with around 40 detonations in the city of Malmo alone. Wow. Sweden's got a problem, and it's pretty clear where that problem's coming from. Then take a brain surgeon to figure it out. I got so much more to discuss. Before I get to it, let's grab J.D. real quick in Las Vegas. Got something important he wants to tell us about. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. You mentioned this story about Wilbur Martinez Guzman, the 19-year-old illegal from upstate Reno, Carson City area, who killed 4 elderly people, 80, 81, 56, and 74, on Saturday, the 19th. Your paper that you write for, the RJ, wrote an article on it yesterday. Our local news channels, 3, 5, 8, and 13, have failed to report on this story. Other than Fox 5 yesterday morning, they did the report with the Carson City Sheriff and the Fox 5 national reporter out of California. I forget his name, Ron Jeunesse or what have you. After that, they only did one more report on it for about 30 seconds. They mentioned what happened without the report with the sheriff. Channel 3, NBC, Channel 8, CBS, and Channel 13, ABC, owned by Disney, have never reported on it. I have called all three of those managers and news directors, general managers and news directors of 3, 8, and 13, including 5, asked why they didn't run it anymore. I got nothing but hang-ups. It's on the website. We're working on it, and we have it on our website. I called Sinclair out of Maryland, which is the owner of Channel 3 NBC, to make them aware of their lack of coverage of this very important news program. To give you an example, Channel 8, 6 o'clock news last night, opening story was about someone in Chicago that was murdered in a mall. But they failed to talk about 4 Nevadans in Reno, Carson City that were murdered by a 19-year-old illegal. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to report it. And they're hanging up on me and a few other of my friends who have all called to complain about this story. It is almost like a conspiracy that they do not want to report this story, Wayne.
All right, no surprise. So you're not telling me anything that sounds like a big surprise. They don't want to report an illegal alien who murdered 4 people. He's a serial killer. He's illegal. They don't want to report it. It breaks their narrative, number one, that all illegals are wonderful people, and they're not wonderful. If you look at the news, it seems like almost every crime you see is committed by an illegal. And number two, it breaks the narrative that liberals love to quote, that every time you see a serial killer, it's a white male. It's always white male serial killers. Well, first of all, that's not true. Here's an Hispanic serial killer. Second of all, there's been many, many, many Islamic terror attacks in the United States and Europe, and it's always not a white male. It's an Islamic male. So the story is just,
but
you know,
Wayne,
liberal lie.
Is it in a tell when Channel 8 CBS will open their 6 o'clock news with a shooting of one person dead in Chicago, but not report 4 people in the state of Nevada shot by an illegal alien and murdered?
Yeah, they're all frauds.
That's a tell.
Fake news frauds. They're all frauds. JD, thanks for the story. Thanks for the report. We appreciate it, and good reporting. CNN guest admits she gets triggered by MAGA hats and compares them to KKK hoods. Can you imagine? You wear a hat that says you're for Donald Trump and you're a member of the KKK. You want to string black people up on a tree. I mean, it's the stupidest analogy I've never heard in my life. And the people who have it are mentally ill. There's no other way to describe it. It would be as if every single time I saw a person with an Obama hat, I went on national TV and said, every time I see a person wearing an Obama hat, I believe they're a communist out to destroy America. Probably true, but I wouldn't say it. Probably true, but not always true. And I think it's an incredible scapegoating and stereotyping and racism to assume it would just be true and to assume it's true that if you wear a red MAGA hat, that you're a bad person. I know lots and lots and lots of people who are salt-of-the-earth people that love Trump and wear MAGA hats. Ridiculous. Hateful CNN political commentator Angela Rye is the one who admitted on CNN she gets triggered when she sees a MAGA hat. She went on to compare it to a KKK hood. She tells Andrew Cuomo, when I see the Make America Great Again hat, I am triggered. I am so triggered. She then tells her co-guest Andre Bauer, former lieutenant governor of South Carolina, their friendship has been compromised because he supports Trump. Seriously. She then loses her mind. This Make America Great Again hat is just as maddening and frustrating and triggering for me to look at as a KKK hood. And Cuomo just sits there like this anti-Trump lunacy is normal. Because it is on CNN. Crazy man. Speaking of crazy, of completely mentally ill, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says the world is going to end in 12 years. I mean, this is the intelligence of Andrea Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, she is so dumb, she couldn't spell cat if I spotted her at the CNEA. In the latest bizarre Out of the Twilight Zone comments, Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat of New York, claimed the world would end in 12 years if climate change wasn't addressed, and that she gives zero, and then the curse word that begins with F, about those saying she shouldn't make waves in D.C. On Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Ocasio-Cortez appeared at the 4th Annual Martin Luther King Day event at Riverside Church in Harlem, warned the crowd in attendance that climate change would be the death of the world in 12 years if it wasn't addressed. She said this was the World War II for millenniums and Generation Z, and the world is going to end in 12 years. Your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? And like, this is the war. This is our World War II. Okay, Thank you, Alexandria. Thank you for your blast of intelligence. Senator Elizabeth Warren likens an abortion to getting your tonsils taken out. You can't believe this stuff. You really can't. Elizabeth Warren, who lied, who robbed the system by falsely claiming to be Native American, wants everyone to believe that a living, thinking, breathing human being, a living, thinking, feeling human in the womb is really just a worthless, empty vessel and a useless carcass that needs to get yanked out and thrown in a dumpster like biomedical waste. That's why fake Native American Liz claims abortions are safer than having your tonsils removed, even though that's a flat-out lie. It's all just propaganda spread by worthless Democrats whose insidious agenda runs deep, including population control through abortions, mass forced vaccinations, gun confiscation so nobody can defend what's left of their families. I'm just reading from an article that was in Natural News, a site that I go to from time to time. There's some good stuff in it. I just think it's amazing that Elizabeth Warren compared abortion to having your teeth pulled. And then, in Missouri, an innocent child is harassed and threatened by cops for shoveling snow without a permit. In Normandy, Missouri, people are questioning a new ordinance they're calling ridiculous, which requires anyone who wishes to shovel snow for money to have a permit. This is not for adults running businesses, but as the following case illustrates, it's being enforced against children trying to earn extra money. Charles Shelton and his foster son, Keyshawn Anderson, learned about the police state bureaucracy the hard way last week when Anderson tried to raise some extra cash by shoveling snow. He dropped the boy off at his grandma's house to shovel snow. Once he started, the police quickly rolled in to check if Anderson had a permit. He did not. He was shut down. He was approached by the police twice for shoveling his grandmother's driveway without a permit. When the officer came back the second time, Anderson was issued a warning, noting if he attempted to shovel snow without scribbling on a government paper again, he'd be extorted via citation. If this is what the police are being used for, sad state of affairs. We've become like the Soviet gulag.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? Now, if your New Year resolution is to be healthier, take it from me, Wyatt Cox. It all starts with a good night's rest. You know, my pillow changed my life. I could never sleep well in bed. But after my pillow, I now wake up feeling great. It's amazing what difference a good pillow makes. My pillow had an amazing offer on a 4-pack. Such a rare deal. The good news, they've extended their very best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on their end-of-the-year special. Here's what you'll find. The lowest price MyPillow has ever offered on their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. It doesn't get better. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for one low price. And remember, my promo code USA is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the reason my voice is still here despite being exhausted. I went to dinner last night at 8:30 at night, way too late to eat dinner, but it was with clients, a new sponsor of the radio show will be coming on in the next week or two. And I got home at 11 o'clock at night, 11:15. By the time I got to bed, it was 1 o'clock in the morning. I was going to have to wind down for an hour and a half or so. So it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I am just exhausted. Exhausted. I'm just burning the candle on too many ends. Then I had to get up early today and head to the SHOT convention, the Shooters, Hunters, Outdoor Convention in Las Vegas, the biggest gun convention in the world, gun show in the world. And I am just dragging here, but my doctor suggests has kept my voice alive, thank God. No matter how much I drag, I've got my voice. That used to be a problem for me. Now I'm on the radio 720 hours a year, and it's not a problem. Isn't that amazing? When I didn't have 3 hours a day to talk on the radio, I always had throat problems, and now I don't have throat problems. And the difference is my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges. Lozenges. It's a hard word to say. Say that 5 times in a row. Lozenges, 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 lozenges. They come in all kinds of flavors. I love cherry. I pop the lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My doctor suggests is the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com, tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you automatically get 10% off. So I was reading the story about that kid when we left. The innocent child in Missouri couldn't shovel snow because the police demand a permit. If that's what's become of America and that's what's become of how you're using your police force, it's time to disband the police of the United States of America. Can you imagine? Police are claiming that the permits are there for public safety. I just can't believe it's that bad. Sergeant Tamika Sanders said residents called in over the weekend to report teens knocking on doors carrying shovels. Oh, my God! She says without any evidence of crime, mind you, these teens were casing the homes by pretending to offer shoveling services. Exactly how she knows they were pretending when none of the residents actually hired them remains a mystery. However, it's good enough to force aspiring entrepreneurs to fill out government paperwork before trying to earn an honest dollar. Pretty scary stuff when that becomes the United States of America, let me tell you. Pretty sad. And by the way, people think, they think that everyone's going to support Medicare for all. That's what liberals think. Until they find out it will raise their taxes. It's the 2020 Democrats' talking points. But support for universal health care crumbles when people are asked if they're willing to pay higher taxes or put up with delays in treatment to get it. See, people don't understand anything. According to a survey released Wednesday by nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation, initial support for Medicare for All comes in at 56%, increasing to as much as 71% when people are told it will guarantee health insurance as a right, eliminate premiums, and reduce out-of-pocket expenses. Boy, people really are dumb. When told it would increase taxes in order to do that or lead to delays in seeing your doctor, however, support for the program drops to 37%, and 26%. The issue will really fundamentally be taxes, says Harvard professor Robert Blendon of the T.H. Chan School of Public Safety in response to the poll. He noted single-payer programs in Vermont and Colorado failed due to concerns over tax increases required to fund them. And this is going to be the mother of all tax increases. Independent studies have estimated government spending on health care will increase dramatically in the range of $25 trillion to $35 trillion or more over a 10-year period. Now, keep in mind, the entire United States budget is only $4 trillion a year, so it's $40 trillion a year to run the United States of America, but it'd be $35 trillion over 10 years in just health care. Wow. In the first year of the program, the government would need to come up with around $1.1 trillion to fund the program, even with significant cost savings. So, any debate is about how you word the poll question. If you tell people that everything is free, they go, yeah, why not? Give me some more of that. If you tell them they got to pay a tax, support goes down to 37%. If you tell them they got to pay a tax and it's going to be much harder to see a doctor and much slower, much longer wait to see a doctor, it goes down to 26% support. Everybody wants everything free except when they find out there's nothing in life that's free. When you get back, transcripts of former FBI lawyer detail pervasive abnormalities in the Trump probe and reveal he thought Hillary should have been indicted and wasn't. More abnormalities. Our entire government is abnormal. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
War now.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new Fox News poll released Wednesday shows that 43% of registered voters approve of President Trump's job performance, and 56% believe he should deliver the State of the Union address. Well, that won't be happening, though, as Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi uninvited the president, citing the partial government shutdown as a reason, to which President Trump replied,
"We were planning on doing a really very important speech in front of the House and the Senate, the Supreme Court. We're supposed to be doing it, and now Nancy Pelosi, or Nancy as I call her, she doesn't want to hear the truth, and she doesn't want to hear, more importantly, the American people hear the truth."
At least five people are dead in a hostage situation at a bank in Sebring, Florida. Police say a 21-year-old entered a SunTrust bank and began shooting. So far, there's no word on the motive of the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We'll be right back.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Luckily, I have Liberty HealthShare. Instead of Aetna Health Insurance, I used to pay $2,000 a month for Aetna because of Obamacare. And by the way, I have proof. I actually saved the note sent to me by Aetna that said your health insurance policy is canceled because of Obamacare. And now instead of $500 a month, it's $1,500 a month. And then after that, it became $1,600 a month. Then it became $1,700 a month. Then it became $1,900 a month. And then finally it went to $2,000 a month. And that was when I got smart and I joined Liberty HealthShare. And in the 3 years since then, I've saved $18,000. That's $54,000 over 3 years. Would you like to save $54,000 over 3 years? And I had a $2,500 dental bill for my son, and they paid $2,000 of it. And I had three doctor visits in 2019, and all three doctors, to my shock, took Liberty HealthShare, and there was no fee, not even a copay. They were considered wellness visits by Liberty HealthShare, and there's no bill to me for three doctor visits in December of this past year. That's amazing. You want to experience the difference? Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. We've got our guest here, Eddie Scarry, Washington Examiner columnist. Follow him on Twitter at E. Scarry. Eddie, welcome to the show. Wayne Root, how are you?
Hi, Wayne. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Texas border agents took you on a tour of the most highly crossed area of the Mexican border. And tell us what you saw. Make us a seatmate with you as they took you around the Texas border.
Well, I saw a lot. And, yes, it was in the Rio Grande River Valley sector. And that is the most crossed, illegally crossed, more apprehensions there than anywhere else. They got about, in 2018, 160,000 apprehensions. The next closest one to that is in Tucson. They have less than a third of that, so just to give you an idea. And a big reason for that is they don't have, in this particular area where they took me, they do not have full border barrier. They call it the wall. It looks a lot like what President Trump wants more money for, to build in more strategic places across the border where they absolutely need it. And this place, obviously, is where they absolutely need it. The biggest problem there is that, you know, you go from the city, and the cities are right up against the border. They drive you down into an area, and the thing is, because they have this river, what people need to understand is that the border with Texas and Mexico is the river. They do have some border wall there, but you are already, if you're crossing from Mexico into America, you are already in America for, you know, quite a bit of a distance before you hit any border barrier if you're actually going to a place where there is one. So they tell me, they say, the border works here. That's where we have the least activity. We consider those areas controlled areas. But we need more of the border barrier. We looked across. We were at the bank on the river there, on the Rio. You look across, it's 50 to 60 feet across, so not far. We stand there, you can hear the Mexican people on the other side. Not only that, we looked across and we could see a family. It looked like a family of five, and if they're not family, they certainly, it's just a group of people. Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, they're waiting up there for the smuggler who we saw. They're waiting. They saw us. They saw me and they saw the agent, so they were waiting for us to leave. But they saw us. The smuggler over there is flashing gang signs, sending a middle finger, yelling, and then he starts pelting with a slingshot, pelting rocks. So we had to leave. But this is what they do. They put the people on the raft. They go across the 50 to 60 feet of the river, not far at all. Once they land there, if it's a drug smuggler, they're going to run up and try and get, you know, they run through the brush and try to get within the area where there is no border wall. They're going to try and jump it. Otherwise, if it's a family, they just tell them that they walk up this road right here and you're going to see an agent and just tell them you're seeking asylum. And then instantly they're given some legal protection.
What's the point of being an agent? What would be the point of being a cop if you actually could never act when you saw a crime? What would be the point of being a border agent if the minute a criminal crosses into America illegally, instead of, you know, handcuffing them and escorting them off the property, and out of the United States. Instead, you have to take them and give them asylum. I don't understand. What is the power of being a border cop?
Exactly. And the thing is, that was my thoughts exactly. I said, these are, they're more like a welcoming committee if it's these families. That's the most overwhelming part, is just droves of families making it across the river, landing in the second they say asylum, and they're given the legal protections. They got to go through a system, but basically all they do is they say, especially if they're from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, 70% of their crossings in that area, that's where the people are from. They're not from Mexico. If they're from Mexico, all they do is put them back in Mexico and say, all right, well, you wait here and we'll talk, we'll figure out your asylum. If they're from the other countries, because they're not continuous with the United States, they can't, it's a much more difficult thing to get them back. But they talked about how our current legal system on that front is being exploited, because everyone out there knows, now everyone south of our border knows, if you step foot on our soil and just say you want asylum, you can likely stay. And they'll say, well, promise you're going to show up in the court hearing. We're going to turn you loose, but promise you'll show up. And they say, yeah, I promise. But 30 to 40% of them don't. So that's thousands of people. They just disappear into the country. And the other point I want to make is that the wall is important. They talk about the wall. They need the wall. They said that's a great deterrent for smugglers, great deterrent for anyone that's just running across the river and into Texas. And yet, the hardest part is going to be fixing that asylum law. It needs to be to where you're not given automatic legal protection just because you show up with your family and say you need asylum. That's just as important as the wall is going to be, and I think that the president should talk more about that.
Right. I agree. And tell me, you know, here's the biggest revelation, I think. You spoke to the agents, the border agents. So what did they tell you they think is the way to stop this massive wave of illegal immigration? They've got the ideas. Let's stop asking the politicians. Let's stop asking Democrats. Let's not even ask President Trump. What does a border agent think is the best way to prevent illegal immigration?
Sure, and this was pretty fascinating, because they say we want more wall, but the thing is that predates Trump. They came up with a system back in the 90s that they submitted to the federal government. They said, this is what we need. And basically what it looks like is this. It's border wall. And what the border wall really is for them in this particular area is, like you got the river there, that can sometimes flood. So what the communities already had was big, long ditches, levees they call them, big, long ditches to prevent the flooding from getting into the crops that they're there. There's a lot of farmland there. And then from getting into the cities. So what the federal government did was they worked with these farmers and said, we're going to reinforce your levee with concrete. So they built 12 feet of concrete. And then on top of that, they put another 12 to 15 feet of these big steel slats. They call that a wall. They asked for that in the 90s. They built big pieces of it, throughout the Texas border along the river. They started doing that in around 2008 to 2010. They say, so we need that at the top of the flat every 100 feet, I think they said. They want cameras. Those cameras alert them so that if whoever's watching the video, they can say, all right, well, I see where the people are coming. They look like they're heading here. Send an agent there to apprehend them if they're going to try and hop over the wall. And then they say, in every couple miles, they want little stations where they have more, where they can put different agents and wait, you know, kind of that's where they're stationed for their shift. So that's what, in this particular area, they say that's what works. Where we have the wall, it dramatically increased their apprehensions, it decreased the immigration that was coming over. And then he did say, the thing for them is it's not political. We don't want to see all these people coming into the country for one reason or another. For them, they say the laws right now say we're supposed to be here defending the border. If that's what the laws are, we need help, and this is how we do it. If that's not what the laws are going to be anymore, well, let us know. Give us some instruction. If we're not supposed to be defending the border anymore, we'll do something else.
Right. Well, I assume they also think you need more border agents, right? They're outmanned and outgunned, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. For the funding they want, like I said, they want to fill in the gaps where there is no border wall. They want the cameras on the top of the border wall. They want the agents plus the little stations where they can post the agent stuff. Just reinforce the border area.
And so what's your sum up of this entire thing? Tell us what you think is the final takeaway of your trip down to the border, where you actually were squired around, toured around by Texas border agents.
The final takeaway is that Democrats need to go and see this for themselves. You know, I it's one thing to talk about it, but when right now they're in such a semantic debate over we're not going to do the border wall. You got other Democrats saying, well, we're happy to fund money for barrier, but we're not going to do Trump's wall. Well, Trump's wall is their wall. They're asking for, and they've been asking for this way before Trump ever entered the scene. They're asking, hey, give us more money so we can do what we started a long time ago. We just need more money. And then on top of that, they have to negotiate more with the people. They need the rights to clear out land. A lot of it's federal sanctuary land, so they basically have to burn that down. And they're saying this is what we're looking for. Democrats, if they were to go down there and see it, they would understand it. They'd have a better idea of what they're talking about. Right now, it doesn't sound like they know what they're talking about. And it's a very simple problem that, you know, if we believe that this is a country that's supposed to have a protected border, it's a very simple solution. So you got the border stuff, and then the other part absolutely is the asylum law. That right now is a total sham the way it is, and I think a lot of people don't know about it. That's a law that really needs to change.
It just seems like we've elected the right guy as president of the United States, and even he can't do anything. Nobody can do anything. You can't do anything. You got liberal judges everywhere that stop everything you try and do, that overrule the president of the United States. The whole thing is ridiculous. The whole thing is just disgusting. But we appreciate your insights, Eddie. Eddie Scarry, Washington Examiner columnist. Follow him at Twitter. He's at E. Scarry. E. Scarry. At E. Scarry. Eddie Scarry, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Wayne.
Wayne Oliver is worn out. We get back one more segment, then it's time for Newsmax TV, Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, or go to NewsmaxTV.com and watch us on the Internet. We'll be back in a second. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
This is the National Health Alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, coming up next at Newsmax TV. You can watch me on Newsmax at 8 o'clock p.m. East Coast time, 5 o'clock Pacific, every single day, Monday through Friday. And then it repeats the next day. My show is so hot, they're running it twice a day. It repeats the next day at 1 p.m. East Coast, 10 a.m. West Coast time on Newsmax TV. Or you can watch it on NewsmaxTV.com, or you can get the Newsmax TV app on your phone and watch it on your phone while you're driving or any time other of your life. You're in your office, you're any part of your busy day. You just whip out your cell phone and boom, Wayne Root is on. So make sure you get the Newsmax TV app or go to NewsmaxTV.com. Exclusive transcripts of former top FBI lawyer detail the pervasive abnormalities in the Trump probe. Former top FBI attorney James Baker admitted to House lawmakers in October that the investigation into alleged collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia was riddled with abnormalities. Confronted with a damning summary of abnormalities, bias, and omissions that transpired during the investigation, Baker told Congress that the investigation was indeed highly unusual. I had a jaundiced eye about everything. Yes, I had skepticism about all this stuff. I was concerned about all of it. The whole situation was horrible. What does he mean by horrible? And it was novel. What does he mean? You mean it's never been done to a presidential candidate or a president before? And we were trying to figure out what to do, and it was highly unusual. The transcripts of the interviews haven't been publicly released, but were obtained for this article. Baker served as the FBI's general counsel when the Bureau investigated the Trump campaign and also Hillary Clinton's use of unauthorized private email server. During 2 days of testimony on October 3rd and October 18th, he told lawmakers he believed towards the end of the Clinton investigation that she should have been charged over her alarming, appalling mishandling of classified information, his quote. He argued with others, including then-FBI Director James Comey, about the issue all the way towards the end of the investigation, but was ultimately persuaded that Clinton should be exonerated. My original belief after concluding the investigation and towards the end of it, then sitting down and reading a binder of her materials, I thought it was alarming, appalling, whatever words I said, and argued with others about why they thought she shouldn't be charged. As of October 2018, almost 2 years after the Clinton probe concluded, Baker still believed the conduct of the former Secretary of State and her associates was appalling with regard to the handling of classified information. I mean, when you read this stuff, how is it possible that she's not in prison. How is it possible she's not being prosecuted? How is that possible? And the answer is the media has covered up everything. If it was a Republican, it would be the biggest news story in America. You just can't believe this stuff. You really can't. You really can't. And by the way, there are reports, or there were reports earlier today of a suspicious package at the Diocese of Covington. Of course, that's the Covington Catholic High School in Lexington, Kentucky. Diocese employees scrambled to leave. Obviously, it would be in the news if it had turned out to be a real bomb or something terrible, so it wasn't. But it scared them to heck. And it's just an example of what's going on in this country today. And the lawyer representing the Covington kids receives a bomb threat after giving celebrities and journalists 48-hour notice to retract or face lawsuits. Robert Barnes, the lawyer representing several of the families from Covington Catholic High School, received a bomb threat on Wednesday afternoon. The threat comes after he gave 48 hours notice for celebrities, media outlets, politicians, journalists. He gave 48 hours to retract and apologize for any defamatory statements against the Covington kids or potentially be named in lawsuits next week. The threat was emailed and used the same deadline. It said, "I'm coming to bomb your office. Get ready. 48 hours. Be ready." Barnes told the Gateway Pundit, one of our favorite websites that often appears on the show, Christina Layla, that the threat shows how dangerous the establishment press could be when it excites madness with libelous ties. So a lot of journalists who have been saying false statements about these kids, false statements about the kids at the Lincoln Memorial, false statements about various photographs that are related to the school, slurring and libeling the entire school and all the alumni of the school, and all you have to prove is that they were negligent in doing so. At this standpoint, at this point in time, it is clear that anyone who continues to libel about these kids has done so illegally and can be sued for it. I agree with you. Good job. And probably the last news story I will cover of the day, the first 2 hours of the radio show before we start on TV, would be in Arkansas, where the Muslim who murdered a U.S. soldier demands halal food in prison. A federal judge began hearing testimony Monday on a state prisoner's contention that the Arkansas Department of Correction is violating his right to religious freedom by refusing to provide him a halal diet in accordance with his Muslim religion. He murdered Private William Long in accordance with his Muslim religion, explaining how he came to carry out his jihad attack. Muhammad said, "So step by step, I became a religiously devout Muslim, mujahideen, meaning one who participates in jihad. If he had murdered Long out of adherence to Nazi principles, would the Arkansas Department of Correction be obliged to accommodate his adherence to Nazism in prison?" A federal judge began hearing testimony Monday on a state prisoner's contention that the Arkansas Department of Correction is violating his right to religious freedom. In his view, meats from herbivorous animals that are slaughtered in accordance with a specific ritual are halal. Muhammad, a Sunni Muslim formerly known as Curtis Bledsoe, says halal means permitted and haram means prohibited. Halal means permitted and haram means prohibited. He believes haram food includes pork, meat from carnivorous animals, meat from other animals not properly slaughtered, and any food carrying haram ingredients. Picky, picky, picky. You kill an American based on your religion, now you go to prison for the rest of your life for murder, and you think you have a right to tell the prison guards and the prison leaders how to serve food.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.